I want us to go to Proverbs 4, 10, and then 20 through 27. And I just want to read that one more time. It is so powerful. Just in the King James, look at what Proverbs 4, 10 says. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be few. Oh, is that not what he said? If you find his words, what's going to happen to your life? How many years are you going to live?
Many.
That's what he said, isn't it? Look at that. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Now then, let's go down to verse 20 through 27. My son, attend to my words. In other words, if my words say obey me, what are you supposed to do with it?
Obey.
If my words say, he says, do away with anger and rage, what are you supposed to do? Do away with anger and rage. If he says, let no unholy, profane words come out of your mouth, not one time let it be found among you, what does he mean? What he said. He said, if you obey me, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. In other words, you've got to stay in the word. Now, let's see what happens if we do that. Next two verses. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Now then, I thought as I met that man and he gave me that list, and as I prayed for that man's life has changed. He said, I have repented of everything known to man, everything. And he said, I'm going to walk holy with God from now on. He said, whatever kind of life he gives me in the future, it's going to be lived for Jesus. I thought, okay, he didn't know that until just recently. I learned that 30 years ago. And I've walked holy and obedient to God and put him first in everything. I am 71. He's 75. He's got that list. And I've never been sick in 26 years. Never had a surgery. Never had a problem. I still got good eyes. I don't have diabetes. I don't have none of that stuff. Never. In fact, one time the devil tried to get through to me. One time a company I was working for, they said, Dermon, you need to go down and have a complete physical. I said, but ain't nothing wrong with me. They said, but we require it. Okay. So I go down to the hospital where they told me to go, and they're checking everything, you know, doing all the stuff they normally do. And the doctor says, how long has it been since you've had a electrocardiogram or whatever they call that? No, not a colonoscopy. No, I ain't never had one of them. But this was what do they call it when they hook all that to your heart?
Electrocardiogram.
He said, how long has it been since you had electrocardiogram? I said, the last time I had one of those was probably 20 years ago when I was flying jet airplanes. That's the last time I had one of them. I said, so, but I ain't had one since. The airlines required that every year, you know, but we had to have it. It was just all there was to it. So I told him it's been a long time. So he said, well, we're going to do one on you on a physical. I said, okay. So he takes me up there, and he puts me on this, hooks all this junk all up to me. Got a machine sitting there, and he puts me on a little treadmill, and he said, now we're going to start out slow. This will take 9 minutes to go through the whole thing, and we'll continue to speed up until we get the whole thing done. We'll check your heart. Okay. So I jumped up on there and start walking real slow, and about a minute later, he says, have you ever had a heart attack? I said, absolutely not. We run about a half a minute, and he stops. I said, whoa, I said, I thought you said this is going to take 9 minutes. He said, there's something bad wrong with your heart. I said, ain't nothing wrong with my heart. Amen. See, that devil, he's trying everything he can to get me to confess there's something wrong with my heart. Ain't going there with me. No, ain't nothing wrong with my heart. That devil, he's a slick critter. But I'm a little slicker than he is because I got the Holy Ghost living in here and I've read the word. So I know I ain't going there with that devil. No, ain't nothing wrong with my heart. He said, look at this chart. And I looked over there and all them little things are doing what they're supposed to do. But one of them was just going off the, wow. He said, you see that? I said, yeah, I see that. I said, there's something wrong with your machine. Ain't nothing wrong with my heart. So anybody said, well, I'm going to send you to a heart specialist in Dallas right now. I said, you really think I need to do all this? He said, absolutely. He said, there's something seriously wrong with your heart. Okay, so he calls, and the guy said he'll take me as soon as I get there. So I get all this stuff. He gives me everything, and I jump in my truck, and I drive down to Dallas, and I go into that hospital and meet this doctor, and I give him this stuff, and he looks at it, and he says, wow, there's something wrong with you. I said, now look, doctor, ain't nothing wrong with me. It's probably that machine. I said, but there ain't nothing wrong with me. So he starts listening. He listens front, back. He does everything. He said, well, I will have to say, your heart sounds extremely good and extremely solid. But he says, according to this, we're going to have to do an angiogram on you. I said, what is that? He said, well, that's where we go and cut a hole in your artery in your leg, put a catheter or whatever they called it with a camera in it or whatever, and they go up in there and they shoot dye or whatever, and then they look on a computer screen and it tells you where the valves are working and all junk. And he said, well, we need to do that. I said, well, there ain't nothing wrong with my heart. I can tell you for sure, I am not going there with you. There ain't nothing wrong with my heart. He said, well, go home and get all the stuff you'd normally get to go to the hospital. Well, I'm about 40 years old. I said, what do you get to go to a hospital? He said, you ain't never spent a night in a hospital. I said, absolutely, I have not. I said, no, I'm a son of God. No, I have never spent a night in a hospital. Well, he said, okay. He told me what to get. So I went home and got all the stuff and come back down there, and they checked me at the hospital. Of course, I'm laying there in that bed, you know, and there's a guy laying beside me. I found out it's a preacher and his wife, of course, preacher's wife, and she's sitting there watching soap operas. I watched one of those with him, and I said, what do you do for a living, sir? He said, I'm a pastor of a church. I said, are you his wife? She said, yes. I said, I can't believe you're a woman of God and you're feeding that trash into your heart. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, God said these words, that kind of trash we should never feed into our heart. And she said, well, it's just a soap opera. I said, ma'am, it's filthy. I mean, the things they're doing is somebody killing somebody or somebody sleeping with somebody. It's junk. I said, are they going to have you put me in another room or you in another room? Because I said, I ain't going to watch that stuff, or you're going to turn that television off, one of the two. Well, she said, well, okay, I don't want to offend you. I said, you ain't offending me. I just ain't going to be where that junk is. So she turned it off. I said, you know, if you're a pastor and you're a pastor's wife, I suggest you two get in the Word. Of course, here I'm just a little deacon of a Baptist church, you know. I mean, I ain't a pastor or nothing else back in those days, but I know I ain't supposed to watch that trash. Well, they come in and get me the next morning real bright and early. I spend that night in there. They come in and get me the next morning. They run me in there and they cut that hole in my leg. And they run that thing up in there. And I'm watching that on a television screen or a computer screen, whatever it is. I'm watching that thing go snaking up in my body, and he gets up and he said, now, you'll probably feel this all over your body when I do this. And he pushed that little button, and that black stuff shot into that vein in my heart. And when it did, I felt it at the end of my fingertips and the end of my toes in one heartbeat. I thought, wow, this thing is fearfully and awfully, wonderfully made. You know, to think that the miles of arteries and everything in your heart, and it flows through there so quick. Man, I watched him little valves. And he did it again, pulled it out, put it in another place. He did all of them. When he got through, I said, Doc, I don't know nothing about a heart, but I understand hydraulic systems extremely well. And that hydraulic system looked like every valve in it, every line was wide open, and every check valve was working perfect. He said, I ain't never seen a heart better in a 17-year-old boy than this one. He said, your heart is perfect. I said, well, I told you my heart was perfect. You know, there's nothing wrong with my heart. Well, he pulled that thing out of my leg, and then he put that big C-clamp on there and started squeezing to clamp that thing down. When he made about the third turn on that thing, I said, wait a minute. He said, what do you mean? I said, you tighten that thing one more turn, I'm going to get up off here and knock you out. He said, what do you mean? I said, that hurts. I said, you're hurting me. Oh, okay, well, I guess I am putting more pressure on you than I think. But he said, I don't want it to come loose and you spray the wall down with blood. I said, okay. But I said, don't you tighten that another turn. I said, that hurts like crazy. And so he didn't turn it no more. Well, in a little while after it seared up, they sent me back to the room. And, of course, the doctor come in a little while, and I say, well, what'd you find out? He said, nothing. I said, yes, you did. He said, what do you mean? I said, you found out there ain't nothing wrong with my heart. I said, you know, you're looking for something, and I told you at the beginning there was nothing wrong with my heart. So he said, well, I'm going to do one more test, and then I'll just have to let you go home because there's nothing wrong with you. I said, okay. So we went in and done this one little test. And when he did this test, he said, are you very active? I said, man, I'm active as you can get. I said, I'm doing all kinds of. He said, have you done any extremely heavy lifting or pulling in your life? I said, oh, I do that all the time. In fact, he said, there is three, he called them something, but I said, Doc, I don't understand the terminology. What do you mean? He said, well, there's three wires that come from your brain to your heart. And those wires all do exactly the same thing. They tell your lower part of your heart when to beat. I said, okay. So I said, what does that mean? He said, one of those are broke off in your chest. And I said, well, how do you think I done that? He said, that's why I wanted to know, do you do extremely heavy work? I said, in fact, just a few months ago, I was in Houston, and I had two young 20-something-year-old young men at work for me. We were pulling 150-foot of conduit wire through a conduit, and I said, although I had it lubricated and everything, those two boys got up there, and the two of them couldn't pull that wire through there. I told them, you young whippersnappers, get down and let a man do this. You know how men are, right? Yeah, that's the way we are as men. I got up in there, put the X's of that trusses across my chest, and I reached in there and got a hold of that wire, and I pulled that 150-foot of wire through there. And when I got to the hotel that night, I had bruises like a big X right across my chest where I had pulled so hard, it just bruised the tissues in my body. See, I'm just trying to show out. You know how men are? You know, when we're young, especially Tom, right? I mean, we're dumb, you know? But anyway, I was just dumb as the rest of them. But I did pull it in there. Of course, then, you know, I didn't know it was sin. I could gloat and say, see there, boys, when you boys get to be a man, you can do that, see. Isn't that amazing how we do things like that, not knowing that's sin? But that's sin to do something like that. I didn't know it back in those days. But anyway, he said, I thought to myself when I'd done that, he said, well, that's probably when you did that. You tore one of those loose. I said, so what is that going to create? He said, nothing. It's just going to be, when you have an EKG, he said, it's just going to show up as one of those broke off. And he said, that's obviously what happened. That signal's going down there and it don't have no place to go. So it shows up on our machine, you know, way above normal. I said, how many of them do I have? He said, three. I said, what if I'd only had that one?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Power Works in Us Mightily, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.